Read First Samuel 9:19 and 20, and the heading of that little passage says, "Saul chosen to be king." So 19 says, "Samuel answered Saul and said, 'I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. But as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and all your father's house?'" So that's a conversation between Samuel and Saul. So Saul is out there looking for lost donkeys, and he meets Samuel, who says to him, he meets him and asks him, of course, and he says, "Yes, I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart." And he goes on to say, "But as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found." Now imagine you go to somebody and you want to ask them about something, you know, something that you were looking for. You were looking for your lost donkeys. This person is telling you about something that will happen tomorrow that's on your heart, and yet you came looking for the donkeys. But he's saying, "Don't worry about those. They've been found." So here we see that the donkeys were on Saul's mind. They were the immediate thing that was on Saul's mind. But deeper, we know that the kingdom was in his heart. So I want to encourage someone this morning that your purpose is greater than your problem. Your purpose in life is greater than your donkeys, the donkeys that you are trying to fix or trying to look for. You know, a donkey may be on your mind. So the donkey may be your marriage. It could be your job. It could be your children, your finances, the bills. How am I going to, you know, to pay those bills? How am I going to manage this little money that I have? Or you've lost a job. How am I going to feed my family this coming month or this coming week? But God sees your destiny behind and beyond all this. God is a God that sees beyond. He knows your destiny. He sees your destiny more importantly than your donkeys that you are looking for. So, quite often we come to God for our donkeys. You know, we come to God because we have problems. We come to God, "Oh God, I've got a problem at work, or I'm looking for a promotion. I'm looking for this." You come to God for your donkeys because the donkeys is what is on your mind. But here we can see very clearly that if we stay with God a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, if we can stay with God, even just to dine with Him, He will reveal our purpose in our lives. Here it says, Samuel told Saul, it says, "Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart." So just by staying a little bit longer, here is Saul meeting Samuel and he's looking for the donkeys, but the donkeys have been found. Now, he could have just opted and said, okay, I'm taking my donkeys, they've been found, I'm going back. But the fact that he dwelled just a little bit longer, enough to have a meal and stay overnight, and the next day his purpose was revealed. So sometimes there are things that are on our hearts and things that are on our mind. And the things that are nearer are the things that are on our mind, that, you know, the things that our problems, our issues of life, the things that are troubling us. And yet God's purpose is deep, rooted deep in our hearts. So sometimes we just need to spend a little bit longer in the presence of God, and he will reveal that. When we seek God in our problems, he will give us peace. You know, we come to this altar, you go into the presence of God, you take your donkeys there. Yes, he will find you peace. He will give you peace. He will tell you where your donkeys are. But he doesn't always give a solution firsthand. What we can always bank on or count on is that God will always give us his promise. And his promises carry peace, no matter what. And when you come to God, you have your donkeys, you know, you think he's going to give you a solution. He is Saul coming, thinking, I've come for my donkeys. He says, do not be anxious about those, for they have been found, but stay with me, eat with me, and tomorrow I will reveal to you what is on your heart. So he might not fix your problems there and then, but God will always give you a promise that carries peace. You know, when you are going through fire and you think it is burning, God will say, even though you walk through the fire, you will not burn. That is a promise with peace. And that peace that comes with knowing that, yes, it may be hard. Yes, I may be going through a difficult moment, but I know that in the end, I will have that peace. So that peace is a confirmation that a problem is already been taken care of. The fact that you are walking in peace, even in the midst of all the trouble, the fact that you can sleep, even though when you know you are troubled, you sleep, it is a confirmation that God is already working on it. And God is saying to each and every one of us, Fran, give me your problem and I will give you peace. Just give it to me. I will give you peace. Because in my peace comes, you know, I have promises. My word never changes. What I said yesterday is the same today and forevermore. And my peace that you will have amidst those problems, it surpasses all understanding. It is a peace that no one can understand. It's a peace, it's a puzzle that you cannot even begin to unravel or begin to put together, because God works in his own mysterious ways. You can try and ask yourself, but how is it that I have peace in the midst of this? How is it I'm making it, you know, I'm managing through it? But God is a God and he cannot be questioned. He is saying, do not be anxious. Don't be anxious. For your donkeys that you lost 3 days ago, they have been found. He's saying, do not be anxious. Stay with me, and tomorrow I will tell you. I will tell you. So stay with God, and he will show you what you did not come for. He will go beyond what has brought you. He will go beyond the donkeys. He will go beyond that mind and touch that heart. So sometimes when we come to God, our anxiety may be removed. You know, God may remove that anxiety that we have come to him with. But when we stay with him, he will reveal the assignment in our lives. So we go to God with our anxiety, but when we stay just a little bit longer, he opens another door, the door to our heart, the door to our purpose, the door to our assignment. And the longer we stay, you know, not just a few minutes, the longer we stay, not only will he take care of our donkeys, but he will reveal what he has called us for. So sometimes, you know, we shouldn't be very quick to just go in the presence of God. It's not just to go in that presence, but to abide in that presence, to stay a little bit longer. For when you go in there, you go with, you know, looking for those donkeys. And yet you stay there just a little bit and he will reveal to you what you have truly come for. We can see here that, you know, it starts off with Samuel looking, Saul looking for donkeys. And yet in his heart, there is a kingdom in his heart. It says here, and on whom is all the desire of Israel? So we know that deep down, he had an assignment. He was the desire of Israel. But if he had not agreed to stay that for that meal or for that night, just so someone can tell him the next day what his true purpose was, he wouldn't have got that. So don't come to this altar and live here. Don't come to the altar every morning and just come to tap into that and just leave. No, you need to live and continue with him. You need to take God with you. You need to take his presence with you. Spend it, you know, spend with God the day ahead of you. Spend the night with him and he will reveal your purpose. Let not, you know, seeking God be to bring our anxieties, our donkeys. Oh God, I've come with what is on my mind. I've come with the marriage. I've come with the pain. I've come with the sickness. Continue with him. Don't just pass by and take, you know, just drop your anxieties. Take him with you. Let's go with him for the rest of the day to work, walk with God, to school, walk with God, in your family, walk with God, in that marriage, walk with God. And the longer you stay with him, he will reveal that purpose. He will tell you what is on your heart. There is definitely more to our lives than just finding those donkeys. There is more in life. We know that God has a purpose and he has an assignment for each and every one of us. Some of us may be called to minister. Some of us may be called to go and bring the lost ones. Some of us may be called to go and bring a positive word in somebody who's just about to commit suicide. But we will not know that if we do not stay in the presence of God. We know that those who come to Jesus experience, they came to Jesus and they experienced miracles. But we know that those who stayed with him became the miracles of those who came to seek Jesus. And I pray that that be the same for us. We have experienced his miracles, but we are now staying with him so that we can be part of that mission, so that we can become miracles to those that come to seek the Lord. And it is possible if only we can stay a little bit longer in the presence of God. He just, you know, God doesn't just want us to come and experience miracles. He wants us to be part of that mission where we become miracles to those who are seeking God. We become miracles in other people's lives. Here we see that Saul came just for donkeys and yet he stayed the night. And before he knew it, he became the king. He became the miracle that the people were looking for. So I want to encourage someone as we are walking in God's will. It is not a quick thing. We know that we can come to God and cast our burdens onto him. But sometimes, just as we are casting those burdens onto him, we need to stay in his presence just so he can reveal to us the assignment upon our lives. Sometimes we are burdened because we are not standing in the right place. We are facing those problems because we are not standing, we are not aligned according to his will. And the only way we can align ourselves to his will is by standing in his presence, by staying with him, not just for a few minutes, but the whole day, the whole night, the whole days to come. And that way we will be sure that he will always reveal his assignment. He will always reveal that which is on our heart, not on our mind. I pray we came searching for our donkeys this morning, but I pray that we will leave armed with what is on our heart in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Sometimes all we need is to stay in that presence, not just to go and speak to him for those few minutes. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. You know, we are praying right now, but prayer is not just, you know, to be here in this. You can pray when you are going to work. You can pray in your place of work. You can speak to God, tap in that in that presence, call him wherever you go. Show me the way. As I am about to speak to this person, speak for me, speak through me, give me those words. And as we go step by step, his purpose, his assignment upon our life is revealed. He already found our donkeys. He's already taken care of that. He's already taken care of our marital problems. He's already taken care of who doesn't like you and who likes you. That is all taken care of. Those are the little miracles we are seeking. You come in the presence of God because you want a miracle. You come in the presence of God because you want an intervention. But God is saying, hang on a minute. I've already promised you that I've already taken care of that. I've already promised you that even in the face of your enemies, I will lay a table for you. You will dine in the presence of your enemies. They will know that I am God in your life. Even those who come to battle with you, they will fall left, right, and center because I am God and I'm with you. Those are the promises that come with peace. And when you have that peace, because we know problems will never cease, problems will never end. But what we know is that when we have God, we will have peace even during the trial moments that we are going through. So I pray for me, as I pray for you, that as you leave this altar this morning, you are going to live with God in every area of your life. You will speak to him concerning each and every donkey. Those that have been there lost for 3 days, the ones you lost today, that peace you have lost now, the troubles you are going through, yes. But you are saying, God, I have come to stay beyond the donkeys of mine that you have already taken care of. I want to know the assignment upon my life. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your encouragement. Lord, so many of us have gone from city to city looking for our donkeys, searching for solutions, my God. And yet all we needed was to stay a minute longer with you, so that you will reveal that purpose, that assignment which is on our lives. So Father God, this morning, I commit each and every one of us who are on this altar, my Father. I pray that you will take over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
This morning we ask, Lord, for your forgiveness, my Father, where we have exalted our problems, where we have exalted our donkeys, my Father, where we have spent so much time giving unto that Jehovah Nissi and forgotten to come into your presence. My Father, I pray that you will have mercy on us. Father God, this morning I pray for each and every one of us, my Father. Lord, I pray that as we are going to work, we will go with you. As we stay home, we stay with you, my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, open our spiritual senses, my Father. Unlock those spiritual senses, O God. That, Lord, when you show us that which is on our heart, we are not only just going to listen, my Father, but we will walk according to your will in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Father God, we just want to say thank you for this altar. We pray, Lord, this morning that you will meet each and every one of us at the point of our needs, my God. But Lord, beyond those donkeys that were lost, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God,